August 9th, 2011, it's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. Dozo.
From Pedro show,
yeah.
Started off Miles Mode. That's the classic quartet with John Coltrane, augmented by Mr. Eric Dolphy, and was a bitchin' player. And I got one of his big fans with me here today, Mr. Derek Vandenberg of San Pedro, California.
Love that man.
We're in his pad. Brother Matt had a problem. People put in windows while he was gone in Oregon. Made a huge catastrophe and can't do the radio show there. So my heart goes out to Brother Matt.
What did they do?
He just told me it was...
They broke the windows out? Or?
Well, they're poor replacing and shit was ruined. Or messed up to beyond... He says he's got to put everything, I guess... Because he wasn't there, you know? He was up in the Northwest. So you know when people come and do shit like that. Anyway, after Mr. Dolphy, Mr. Train, Mr. Garrison,
Mr. Jones, and of course Mr. Tyner.
Elvin Jones. Yeah. My favorite drummer of all time.
We heard Kodo by Kana and Wakine. Wakine augmented with a young man on the shamisen there. I don't know. A very young cat who can play his ass off. Yeah. Dirk's pad is right above
Cabrillo Beach.
Yeah. You say that? You don't say Cabrillo?
No.
And that Pedro guy say Cabrillo.
I know.
It's been many years since Dirk's been on the hill, but do they say that up there? Maybe that's where they say that.
I don't know.
But he's been here a long time, since Minutemen days, so maybe he's got it like ingrained in him.
I'm Pedro.
In fact, I could see Juan Cabrillo. It's Juan Cabrillo. I could see the statue of him over here.
Yep.
And we got to get a little Tugva family statue. That's what I want. No, they got Mr. White, Mr. Cabrillo.
We
should have a little Tugva family.
What's his name? White?
Stephen White. Stephen White. He got the harbor down here.
What was his deal?
It was going to go to Santa Monica.
What's his deal?
He got the harbor. He made the deal with Los Angeles. Hey, you build that breakwater and you can annex us and we'll be part. Because there was plans to put it in Santa Monica, because there's a curve there for where Boo is, you know. We don't have, SoCal didn't really have a natural thing. They were going to have to do a breakwater anyway.
Yeah, they had
so there's the curve here, but there's also a curve up there, you know. Mm. And they took some rocks from Catalina. We're so watching a boat make for the Angel Gate now. It's one of these, it looks like a gigantic parking lot structure because it's a car carrier.
We had the big aircraft carrier here last week.
Yeah, Abe Lincoln, right.
Did you go to it, or...?
I left before I came back. Okay. In fact, I did a show with Brother Matt the next day. And, yeah, it was sad.
I wanted to go, but there was...
But it was tied up right there, right?
It was right there in front of my house.
Yeah, probably that whole pier.
It was right over there.
Almost 1,100 feet. So trippy. They had Fleet Week here. Anyway, that's old news. New news is some music coming up right now.
On a cold, dark night, there was someone killed 'neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, "Son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die." I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold's high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. seas. Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.
On the beat.
From Pedro Show. Sure, Dirk. We started that chunk of music off with Long Black Veil by Lefty Frizzell. And that's for Senor Dorian Grandpa. Then we heard a version of Corona, the D. Boone song, done by Uncle Moon. Brother Trey there from West Virginia, putting his treatment on there. Then we heard live in Tokyo, April 20, 2010, Sawako and Hofli.
Those are special.
And, yeah, my host is unaware that we're on, I guess. But that's okay. That's cool. I've been listening to him in a proj called Sock Tight. And we're going to get four separate four-minute pieces tight. Now, when I get back, for those of you who don't know, I got one more remaining Euro tour leg of Stooge gigs, and I leave tomorrow. There's two German gig, Czech, France, Romania. Is that it? Did I forget one? I think I did. yeah. Norway. Bodo, Norway.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So those are the six final ones. Then we come back to do Hollywood, Las Vegas, and final two for 2011, San Francisco. You should come up.
Which I get backstage passes to.
You should. Richard fucking Bonney's going to be there.
Okay. Richard fucking Bonney.
Anyway, me and Dirk Van Berg are going to get a rhythm section thing going with the drum and bass on these four little things that I'm calling sock tight. Because that's the way we're going to fucking get it. And then we got plans.
Take it on the road?
Yeah. Further. Well, and do it. Get to it. Ginger beer by Fever Tree.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, trippy.
That's really good stuff.
Hunks of ginger in it.
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
What they call? Shogo. Shoga.
Yeah.
Shoga is ginger. Shoga. Oh, yeah, finally, I spaced out there. Angel by Wata. Sometimes I miss out on some of the tunes. Which is like a half of a 7-inch with somebody else. Oh, I can't remember. Alzheimer. I'll try to remember later. Cracking you up. Here's some more music.
I can look it up.
I'm not afraid to die. or do a walk that corners in the wrong. We set off and walked apart, talk things over, but not yet to make them die. I can describe it in a better way, the failure that life failed to care. Thieves are ready to steal my tears, but I don't consider it as a thrill. It was no made for fairy tales, not here, there, or anywhere. They will be some good at some, sooner or later we'll both be there. Not in the mood for making a song on a night the same as all the other nights. I wonder Lord, to sing a song in the night we talked about. I'm not in the mood for making a song or do a walk that corners in the wrong. I'm not in the mood for singing a song, not in the mood to
Watt for Pedro show. You just heard Walk With Me by The Awakening. Before that, Turn on the Resonator by Telepathic Friend. Ahead of that was I'm Not in the Mood for Making a Song by Little Punk. And then something from the brand new Light album. The Light Brothers bringing you Pirates and Parakeets. I actually was in the pad in Orlando, Florida when I took them on tour as they were composing that one. I got to see their method, how they do it. Nobuyuki starts up a thing, Kozo counterpoints on the guitar, and both June and Akinori, the bass and drum, listen. It's really trippy.
That's what we got to do with Stocktite.
Yeah. You got to learn from it. Anyway, great new album. It's called For the Innocents. And we start all off with Maniacal Mechanic by Dream Bitches. A lot of kelp washed up.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, tide's out.
It's a beautiful day over here.
Dirk wants me to go swimming, but too dangerous. Abunai is the word for me. Because, yeah. But I'm getting better. I'm getting stronger. And,
I got trunks if you want to go.
Yeah, I know, but you got a prosthetic, got a stovepipe. Stovetop. That was a. I don't know, we were talking about band names, and I said that.
My favorite
was. Hummingbird.
Oh, they're right here.
Look at him. He's right in our face.
Yep. There's a feeder right there.
Remember when I took that shot?
When he had that yellow jacket on and
he came right in my face, about an inch. I looked over at your face and you were just like, oh, your mouth wide open. Because he heard the snap of the shutter.
Well, I think that he recognized it.
As soon as that click happened, he was right there. You wouldn't believe how fast this guy flew, like, I don't know, 30 yards. Right,
well,
in
he was over there at the telephone
pole. That's right.
And then he comes up and hovers right in front of the window here, and you're like,
oh, he was right in my face.
Yeah, but you were wearing that yellow jacket.
And he was a dude. God, what are they called? Rufus. Because he had the little red hat on and the.
Do you know what they call a gathering of hummingbirds?
No.
It's a charm.
Yeah, it definitely is. That dude was in a hell of a rage. And then he just darted off. Yeah. We're at the end of the first hour of the August 9th, 2011 Watt for Pedro show. Hold tight for hour two. August 9th, 2011. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
乗り手のない馬よ、私を連れて行け。金色の川の流れるあの水辺まで。私は見た走る女よ、乗り手のない馬よ、娘よ荷物を捨てて身軽になりなさい。息は明るいでも帰りは暗い道のりだから。
Got 17 days, 'cause
nothing you can teach me that I can't learn from Mr. Hathaway. I didn't get a lot of laughs, but I know it don't come in a shot glass. They tried to make me go to rehab, but I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, he tried to make me go to rehab, but I said no, no, no. But you need to go, go, go. But I don't wanna go, go, go.
Sure.
like a dog on the floor, but with fire in his heart, he got hungry for more. And Saturday night, he's whacked out in a haze. He said, it's 30 degrees, I gotta get laid. Hey, little lady, wanna spend some time with me? Well, all right, so fight on. Your crazy road's fight on. Down upon himself, the distance in between, moving further, further away. Ooh. So fight on, your crazy rose, fight on.
For Pedro show, started off the second hour with Buttload of Zeros by Van Yessel. Then we heard Horse with No Rider by Golden. Golden of a band my buddy Alan has been working with. Happening Sounds. Happening Band. Good luck with Alan and Golding. Then we heard Petra Hayden, our old buddy, doing a cover of Amy Winehouse, a song called Rehab.
That's a great song.
And, yeah. Very sad.
You're very sad.
Yeah. Very sad. We did a Stooges gig. I remember the day that happened. It dedicated a tune to her. There's a finch there. See, red-breasted?
Mm-hmm.
Then we heard She Said No by Charity. And finally, Joe Crazy Rose by TJ and Murphy. Yeah, so...
Didn't she die at 27?
Yeah, I think so. But Petra did this a while ago. She didn't do it because of this incident. Me and her are working on an opera. Using Charlie Plimel's lyrics about, or libretto, involving Chernobyl. It's called Planet Chernobyl. As soon as I get some time. Pelican Man. That's the name of our thing, with just the bass, the violin, and they're singing. And that's our proj. Next proj together.
Mm.
Music. I know.
Let's play some New York Dolls.
I ain't got dolls, but I got this.
We'll be right back.
For Pedro show, you just heard from Austin, Texas, some Agnes Steck with their Clown Bots and Parade. Before that, something from Belgrade, Disciplina Kichma, great bassman Koya, and some off their new album, kind of two tunes hooked together, Oof, along with Noikusu Treba Reshine. And my Serbo-Croatian is not so happy. So. Pete Mazich or John Pekovic. Or.
He could pronounce it better than that.
Well, he could tell you what it means. Also. It means play some fucking bitchin' bass. And ahead of that, we had something familiar by Zalpach. My buddy Alexander there in his little village. Out in Russia, with this cat made a guitar, you know, from wood, his own electric guitar. He does sculpture, he does painting. He's besides Zalpax, he likes to go by hardest working boy. He definitely is. I met him many times getting on stage dancing with the Stooges, and we heard something. I think was his first night jam ever. He told me. And it's called Something Familiar. Before that, we had Spicy Pork Rinds by Nerver, and started the whole thing off with The Condition of Nothing by White Hills.
What the hell is that shit? That's so weird.
It's music.
I know, but...
Right? It's all about music.
Never
Some
heard of any...
Some people like to talk about the hair.
I never heard of any of those
Some
bands.
People like... You like Johnny Thunder's hair.
Well,
you didn't really want dolls. You wanted thunders.
There was a point in my life when I was really infatuated with listening to bands that never sung in English. So I'm wondering, is that stuff all in different languages? Or
Austin, Texas ain't a different
No, but you were talking about Czechoslovakia and all these things.
No, not Czechoslovakia.
What did you say?
Kind of near there. Serbia.
Okay, yeah. But... Yeah,
Slav language.
That's all I
got to meet him. He's an incredible bass player. Yeah, some people sing in their own tongue. We have a habit of doing that here.
What's the reason that you want to do this sort of Can tribute? I mean, did somebody die or something, or you just want to do that kind of music? The Soctite.
People dying all the time. You know, just died was from Tangerine Dream.
I know you told me that. Yeah.
God, what was his name?
I don't know. I
forgot again. Cluster was the band after.
We're all right. But I just wondered if that was the reason.
Conrad Schnitzer? I think that's his name.
But you were sort of like...
I want to do it because...
I thought you were relating that to some
I want to do it because it's something out there that you put as like a... Can I jump that high? Can I jump through that hoop? Can I get under that limbo?
You want me to light on fire? You want me to light on fire for you?
You want to light me on fire?
Drink some blood, Joe!
No.
No!
Drink some blood, Joe!
No!
It is the Holy Sacrament!
No! We have defeated the blood drinkers! Defeated the blood drinkers! We won!
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Dirk clearing his throat every time I go to speak. He does that for me. Let's see here. The last bunch of music for the second hour started off with the band from Mobile. That's Alabama. And we have defeated the Blood Drinkers. Something live. Who's that?
Black
Hawk. It's the military.
Black Hawk Down.
The Pelicans.
I know.
Getting chased away. We have defeated the Blood Drinkers. Something live from Roman Gabriel Todd's The Beast Rising Up Out of the Sea featuring the Old Man. And then we heard Mama Titty Toes by Tatty Toes. they've got a brand new album out. They sent it to me. They recorded it up in Scotland. Then we heard Fool Mood by Now. Swedish Wooden Things. Wooden Things. W-O-O-D-E-N-F-I-N-G-S.
Wooden Things.
Yeah, Wooden Things by Position Normal. And In a Rush, wild demo version by Common Deflection Problems. yeah, that was a scary helicopter sound. That was a big war one. That wasn't.
Yeah, it was. It was an average
checkout one.
What do you call it? A
gunship.
Gunship, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what.
Whatever.
It was.
We had a big line of pelicans come up. You must get that all the time here.
All the time. I see.
Because they use these cliffs.
Well, I see chevrons going back and forth, and it's
because
really
the cliffs, the wind off the things.
Right.
You know, they're heavy birds, and if they can make it so it's a little easier on the beat, God, they're beautiful. Somebody was here. Oh, I got a book coming out in September of my pictures that were at that art show and then some diary entries. And the people put together, it's Three Room Press in New York City. They came here, Kat and Peter, and I took them around town and I showed them stuff. And I showed them the oil bird and mammal rescue up by my prac pad.
Mm-hmm.
High school there's almost done. Angel Gate High School, by the way. And I took them to Chad Portsakal and took them to Furman and showed them around some stuff. Kat knew a little about, she lived in Orange County, but they, you know, like most SoCal people, even though they live not far from Pedro, a lot of people don't know Pedro.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of a good thing.
Yeah. I didn't say it was a bad thing. Okay? Didn't say it was a bad thing.
I like my
Although I don't want to be a shit hoarder.
I like my, yeah, exactly. I like my privacy.
Oh, then you gotta lock the bathroom door, dog the hatch.
Not for you.
Okay, second hour, August 9, 2011, Waff Pedro Show. Done. Hold tight for hour three. August 9, 2011. It's the third hour of a Waff from Pedro Show. Thank you.
Trains now leaving for Ronsdale, Gonsdale, Flipsdale, Jam City, Rouse, Cross, Criss Cross, Ratitude, Latitude, Latitude, Hattitude, Nogsley, Dogsley, Frogsley, Homestown, Bombstown, Yorktown, My Town, Way Place, Safe Place, Gay Place, Routney, Routney, Fitney, Schnicksnaw, Crasscraw, Assabaw, Avalanche, Ponce, Pie, Farsville, Darsville, Harsville, Parsville, Crenley, Benley, St. Hoff, and Kootenay, now leaving on track 12. Boop! Tickets, please. Poppity bump, poppity bump, boopity 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 boop, poppity bump, poppity bump, boopity 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 boop. Tickets, please. Let's get our tickets out here. Tickets, please. Peanuts, popcorn, get them on the red hot. Tickets, please. Tickets, please. Let's get our tickets out here. Hoppity bop, hoppity bop, boopity 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 boop. Hoppity bop, hoppity bop, boopity 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 boop. Tickets, please. Tickets.
Last call for the diner.
How we doing, Fred?
Right on time, Charlie.
Tickets, please. Let's have our tickets out here. Hoppity boop, hoppity boop, boopity 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 boop. Hoppity boop, hoppity boop, boopity 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 boop. Hoppity boop, hoppity boop, boopity 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 boop. Tickets, please. Let's get our tickets.
Last call for the diner. What's the matter over there, Charlie? I don't know, Fred. You look like she's talking. I didn't pull the link. There we go. What are you doing there, Charlie? I'm trying to do the best. Hey, get this back, your friend. All right, I'm doing a lift on it. Help, help, what's got the ambulance coming now? 27 dead and 14 injured.
They put me in a closet. the tree and save the last bite for the serpent. Don't ask why.
world is changing. The little boy has left the home.
For Pedro Show, started off the third hour with some brand new Dose. Ginger Bear just belched up.
Oh yeah.
That was number 9. First two off our first record in quite a while. We were going to have a Dose gig on the 28th, but a Romanian gig got added on, Transylvania part. That'll be my first time there. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to miss it. It's at the Blue Star downtown. But Kay has soldiered on and enlisted a new Southern California resident, Devin Hoff. So it'll be two basses, but it'll be a stand-up, Devin, and Kay on electric. And they named the proj Awkward.
How was your show at the Sacred Grounds?
Yeah, you live in this town and you weren't there.
No, I wasn't there. I'm sorry.
It was Bitchin' and Devin opened up.
Yeah.
It was some beautiful, beautiful solo stand-up.
I wish I had
both,
been there.
Both Pizzicato and Arco. Mm. And it was happening. Some old kind of Irish style-y. And some blues and some wild, Buck Wild. Done the way, in that, right after he made the Hell Ride from Chicago, too. He's bitch comrade Devin.
Wow.
Yeah. He wants to do a project with me where I'm doing like what he's doing with Kay, electric bass and stand-up bass. Yeah. We want to call it the Emma Goldman Bust Out Brigade in honor of a gig we did once.
Well, also, I'm working on this Gears show.
Yeah.
So that should be fun in Pedro. If anybody's from Pedro that's listening to this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to play.
Those guys are so good.
Next time I play Pedro.
You're playing on September 3rd.
September 25th.
No, I think it's the 3rd.
Oh, yeah.
At Harold's?
Yeah, yeah. The Swazzle Sticks. The guy hasn't got back to me yet, though.
Well, when I called them, they said you're on the book already.
Well, you should. And, you know, this might be very interesting to you.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You know Lord Buckley, right? You're a fan of Lord Buckley,
sure, I know
huh?
Lord
well,
Buckley.
That was the train.
I'm not a big fan of him, but I know who he is, yeah.
I'm a big fan of him. And I think he had some influence on Captain Beefheart, along with Mr. Howlin' Wolf.
You got
we were supposed to do a tribute show to Captain Beefheart with Joe Boone, but because of the situation with Brother Matt, Joe Boone's work, it'll be in September. And then we heard Sonny Liston Blues by Chuck Prophet. Remember Chuck Prophet?
I love Chuck Prophet.
What was it, Green and Red?
He was in Green and Red, yeah. But he's then better by Adam, himself.
Then Adam and Eve by Daniel Kwan. And finally Little Heart by Delaney Davidson. So you like him better by himself. Well, there you got him right.
I think he's a better singer, and I think he's a better songwriter.
There's more room in the bed.
I shouldn't probably say this, but I...
Who was the other guy?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, who was the bassman?
That was,
he had that store. That's where I got that claw.
Yeah, he had a store in Hollywood.
Fender Claw. Well, or Silver Lake or something.
Well, he's moved around a couple times, but,
Sam?
No. I don't know.
Does he mean Sam? Maybe. Watterson?
Yeah, Jack Watterson.
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack Waters.
Yeah, that guy's really cool.
Yeah, cool
really
people. Nice and that's guy. Where I got that. Kaler made a big ass bridge for Fender called the Claw.
Mm-hmm.
Boat Anchor.
Yeah, I like that guy a lot.
People always ask me about that bridge. Where'd I get it? It was Jack Waterson. Was it Sam? Sorry, Jack.
I'm surprised that you mentioned Chuck Prophet, because I think that guy's really...
I mentioned him because I just played some music.
You kissed him 7 times right near the Hollywood sign. You played the innocent, you let your heart decide it. I started a punk rock band, recording on a Sony boombox. I didn't know how to tune a guitar. I let my heart decide it. So don't wave that gun at me, 'cause it's not my fault. Everybody knows what happens to a wound when you add salt. You considered running away when he turned his back. You started your memoirs at 17. You let your heart decide it. I married a friend of mine. The whole thing took me by surprise. I'm sick of wasting my time. I let my heart decide it. So don't wave that gun at me, 'cause it's not my fault. Everybody knows what happens to a wound when you add salt. Still go to all ages shows. You don't post on bulletin boards. You keep your world small and tender. You let your heart decide it. I caught the killer flu. I thought I was done for sure. I wrote a million songs. I let my heart decide it. I let my heart decide it. I let my heart decide it. I let my heart decide
it. Summertime's here, kiddies. Time to take a trip. Let's take a trip. The world's so bad, you feel so sad. You gotta take a trip into a world so glad. A world of frogs and green fountains and flying dogs and silver cats and emerald rats and purple clouds and faceless crowds and walls of black and blue sky. Pictures hanging upside down, and won't ask been doing it right. Just put your head back.
Watch for Pedro show. I got asked to contribute a song to a compilation called 78 LTD. And, God, it was a while ago. But the man putting it together, Travis, he sent me some. And, God, did I bring one for you, Dirk? I thought I brought one for you.
What are you doing?
No. So, but what we just heard was five songs from this compilation. And the first one was Let Your Heart Decide It by Noise Addict, which is, well, this version of it is Ben Lee, Lou Barlow, and Laura Myeratkin. And then we heard The Trip by Bob Burt. Bob Burt, of course, I don't think the very first Sonic Youth drummer, but one of the early ones. Definitely before Steve Shelley. And then we heard Pilot on Fire by Matt Cameron, who I heard moved here. Or if not Pedro, somewhere, SoCal. That's what Jerry Trebejich, he knows about all those kinds of things. He's recording with Pete Mazich tonight for Toothless Grant. Pizzo's got the studio now. Casa Hanzo has got the control room. With the glass.
Well, that's where you want to do the sock tight thing?
That's where I want to do everything, man. Why should I want to leave Pedro if I want to record? Well, if I want to do things with just bass, I could do it with Thunderpants and my pad. But with drum player, I need to have a studio. And so Pizzo's got this in his backyard, Casa Hanzo. And the problem was he was always sitting in there with the drums, so he couldn't really tell what was coming over the mics. Now he built a separate control room with the glass, and he can hear what's coming over the mics. He's not in there with the drummer.
Is bam, there bam, a like sort of a permanent drum set there, or not? Or
yeah.
So I don't have to bring,
kind is.
Bring anything when we
you
do.
You can
that.
Dick Leach. Yeah. No, you know, I think it's a pretty happening one too. I think Jer's going to use it tonight. You know, there's always my beater in the prac bed, but
I don't know what you have over there.
Well, it's what Pizzo has, you know. It's not my. After Matt Cameron, we heard Real Bad Man by the Dead Notes and the Legend, which I don't really know about. And then finally, Summertime by Steve Turner. Steve Turner from Mudhoney. Hmm. Summertime. That was the name of a big brother in the hold company.
Thank you.
Lot from Pedro Show, and I remembered the guitarist's name, James Gurley from Big Brother and the Hole and Company, a very trippy player. And Dirk believes the Summertime is actually from Porgy and Bess, a musical. But anyway,
that's Gershwin.
The point was Summertime by Steve Turner is what I played on the show. So both of those things were tangents. But I thought it was kind of interesting because Dirk, I think, could learn something from hearing James Gurley. It was brought to my attention by Ian MacKay when we were on tour. When he was hearing some of Tom Watson's guitar work, he said, yeah, James Gurley. And he said it reminded him of a Wee Jammy Cano documentary talking about how we didn't tune, how we went by how tight or loose the strings were. And Ian said that was kind of the feeling he got from James Gurley. So people investigate him. I'm going to turn Dirk on to it. Anyway, for the last bunch of music here, show before I shove off for Germany, we start off with the study of blind children by the Coltranes. And then To Stay Alive by True Mason. Sick of Your Face by Death in Custody. Live in R1 by Ultimode. Sorry, Ultimode. And finally, Invasion by Essie. That's Essie, not S.A.
Not S.A.
Look at that, another car carrier. So leaving the port, and of course, helicopter. Now that's the sheriff's. Green and yellow.
Yeah, it is.
So
we're under arrest.
Yeah, we're having our show bogarted. But in another way, maybe hopefully people are hearing sounds too of the sea. Brother Matt faces the road, where Dirk faces over the surf. So maybe different kind of hey, baby. Different kind of ambience. I hope to do next show from Czech Republic, Prague, a week from today, if all goes well. Dirk, I want to thank you for being my guest. Thank you for letting me be in over your pad.
You're welcome here anytime.
The August 9th, 2011 edition of the Watt Pedro Show, all done now. Keep your powder dry.